Today, we live in the world of travel. The Shulchan Aruch itself has very little on travel. Traveling on someone who travels on Hanukkah, or maybe a Yontov Sheni question. Today, one of the most popular questions on Hanukkah is, where should you light candles? If you're going, you're having a meal there, you're traveling there, you're sleeping over one night. So one of the questions that are often asked regarding Pesach is, many people go away, and many people go to Israel, or go to other places where different time zones. And the question is, we all know there's a biblical prohibition to own chametz. In addition to the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, there's a biblical prohibition of owning chametz, bal yira'eh u'bal yimotzeh. And in fact, the Ran points out, normally when we have a gzera, a rabbinic decree, it's usually a rabbinic decree, like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, to make a harchaka for the avera, that the Torah says one thing, so the rabbi says, you know what, make sure you don't do it wrong. Don't eat chicken and milk, because you might lead to meat and milk, or whatever the gzera might be. However, by Pesach, it's one of the unique cases, not the only case. Rabbi Yosef Enkel lists some other cases, but it's one of the cases where you have a biblical siag, a biblical fence, that someone will point out the reason why they say you can't own chametz, the reason why the Torah says you can't own chametz on Pesach, is because you might come to eat chametz, since the severity of the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach. And the Rabbi Yosef Engel gives other examples where we find a biblical siag. Let's say Tosefet Shabbos. We know there's a mitzvah bringing in Shabbos early, because we don't want you waiting to the last minute, because at some point out, because we want to, God knows exactly the exact second. If you wait to the last moment, you'll end up being Machal Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos. So therefore, we light 18 minutes before. And other examples of Yosef Engel gives and others, perhaps Bishul Basar V'Cholav, some want to say, why is there an issur of cooking? It's really the main prohibition is eating milk and meat together, but therefore we tell you not to cook it, you certainly won't come to eat it. So it's not unique, but it's one of the few cases here by Pesach that the Torah itself makes a fence around it. It's prohibited to own chametz, because you might come to eat it. And the prohibition of owning chametz begins Erev Pesach. Biblically speaking, Erev Pesach, Acha Chatzos, rabbinically speaking, we try to take care of it before. So the question is, let's say a person lives in North America and they travel to Israel. So they'll be in Israel for Pesach and an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But the Chametz is in New York, Toronto, Hamilton, L.A., wherever. So at what point does the issue of owning chametz kick in? Does it go by Eretz Yisrael time, since that's where I am? Or does it go by where my chametz is? In other words, in the terminology, it's actually a gemara in the Darim, in Daf Beis, the concept that in yeshivas they use. They think Rav Chaim made it up, but it's really a Gemara, Gavra and Chefsa. Gavra means the individual. Chefsa is the object. So for instance, the Gemara says when you make a neder, you say the bread should be prohibited to him. So therefore, when it comes to a neder, it's on the Chefsa, it's on the object. In contrast, when you take a Shvua, you swear I won't eat this bread, it's on the Gavra. So the question is by Chametz, well, let's say by treifers, nevela, non-kosher food, it's clearly an iser chefsa. So the issue is, what about the iser of chametz? Is it an iser gavra? Is the iser on the person? Or is it an iser chefsa? It goes by where the chametz is. My nafgamina, what's the difference? A major difference. when does the prohibition about Yirah, about Yimotza kick in? Does it kick in from where I am, let's say, in Israel? So in this case, we'll say it'll be earlier. Or, and therefore when it's Erev Pesach in Israel, so maybe I can't even own Chametz in America. Or do I say, no, since in America, it's not time yet, I could still own the Chametz until that time. Because the issue is the rabbi in America sells his Chametz right before the last possible moment before America time. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, you sell your Chametz the time by Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is 6-7 hours ahead. So at what point does the prohibition of Bayira, Bayimatza kick? In other words, at what point do I violate the prohibition? If I'm living in Israel, if I'm visiting Israel, and my Chametz is in America, at what point do I violate the prohibition of Bayira, Bayimatza? If I am, at what point would I? Hopefully I won't be violating it. But if I was violating it, which would it go from Eretz Yisrael time or Canada time? So to understand this question, we have to go back and see what is the nature of the Isser Chametz. Is the Isser Chametz like Neveh Latreif, it's an Isser Chefsa, and therefore it goes by the Chefsa, that wherever the Chametz is, and therefore you can't own it by the time when you go by America. Well, no, it's an Isser Gavra by wherever I am. So let's go see. So it's interesting, Or Sameach. We'll see, as we discussed in the past, there's a famous pasuk in Yoshua where we learn out that the Jews did not eat matzah until after the second day of Pesach because they couldn't, because there was an Isser of Chadash. You can't eat the new produce until after the second day. So there's a famous Tosfos, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin. Why didn't the Jews eat Pesach? Why didn't the Jews eat Matzah beforehand? Let the mitzvah assay of Matzah supersede the negative commandment of Chadash. So we'll come back to that question. But let's go see the Or Sameach first. So the Or Sameach quotes as a Gemara in the second parak of Pesachim. So it's a famous dispute between Rav Avahu and Chizkiyah. So the question is, when the Torah says, Lo yocho, you cannot eat something is prohibited, what does it mean? So, of course, it means something is prohibited, but it means I can't eat it. And that's what Chizkiyah says, the Pshuto. When the Torah tells me I can't eat something, that's all it means. I can't eat something, but barring any other evidence, I could get benefit from it. That's the opinion of Rav Avahu. Actually, that's the opinion of Chizkiyah. Rav Avahu says the opposite. He says, by definition, when the Torah says I can't eat something, it doesn't have to tell me there's an additional prohibition to benefit. That's built in. If it says I can't eat it, there's a working assumption I can't get benefit unless the Torah itself tells me otherwise. So that's his proof. When it comes to Nevela, it says you can't eat it. And then the Torah tells me, Belakelav Tashrichin also. You could throw it to the dogs. You could throw it to the animals. So therefore, the fact that the Torah, so according to Rav Avahu, it would be usher because it's built in, and therefore I need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter. And the Kasha, according to Chizkiyah, then why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter? I know it's mutter, so we'll have to see. So the question is, the question they ask on Rav Avahu, Rav Avahu says automatically anything which is prohibited to eat is prohibited to get benefit. What about the Isser of Chadash, the new produce that's permitted to eat? I mean, it's prohibited to eat, but it's mutter to get benefit from. So it's a kash on Rav Avahu. How come? It's automatic. There's an Isser Achila, there's an Isser Hanah. So why, according to Rav Avahu, the Gemara asks, Why is it permitted to get benefit from Chadash? So the Bavli answers, good Kasha, it's based on Xeras HaKosuv, a divine decree, a special Pasuk, Uksirtzichem, that they learn out and it's your crop to benefit from. So a special Pasuk in the Chumash telling me it's your crop to benefit from it, and hence that's why it's an exception to the rule. So according to the Bavli, it's based on the special Pasuk, Uksirtzichem. The Yushalmi asked the same question. According to Rav Avohu, why is Chadash different, that it's Mutter Bahana? So Yushalmi gets a totally different answer than the Bavli. The Yushalmi says, you know why? Chadash is only a temporary answer. It's only usher for a certain amount of time. After that time, it becomes permitted. So since it's only... When does Rav Avohu say the rule... When something's always usher, when it's treif, something is inherently usher and it's usher all the time, so then it's built in. When there's an isser achila, there's an isser hana. But since chadash is only a temporary isser, there's only an isser achila and not an isser hana. So it's a fundamental machokas Yushalmi and Bavli. What is the nature of the isser of chadash? According to the Yushalmi, it's a temporary isser. And therefore, some want to say it's an Isser Gavra. This is a point of contention, but some say that any temporary Isser is an Isser Gavra. And therefore, the Yushalmi holds the Isser of Chadash is only an Isser Gavra, while the Bavli holds based on the Xeris Akasuv. And therefore, it's an Isser Chefsa. Really, it should be Isser, except that it's a special Pasuk. So it comes out, a Machlokas Yushalmi Bavli. Whether the Isser of Chadash is an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chefsa. And now we understand. We said the Yushalmi asked the question, let the Asay of Matzah beat out the prohibition, the negative commandment of Chadash. So, you know, Tosis comes up from Yushalmi with a couple of answers. Either you're right, but is it, normally you apply Aseh Dochelos Aseh, but here Matzah is an Aseh Kodem HaDibor. It happened before our Sinai, Chadash is after. Or the second answer, Xeris Xayiz Risha, not to Xayiz Sheni. You're right. However, the Xayiz Rishon is Mutta, but we're concerned about the Xayiz Sheni. But either way, the Yushalmi asks the question and searches for an answer. But the Bavli doesn't ask the question. The question is, why isn't the Bavli asked the question? So based on the Or Sameach, we get it. Because the Or Sameach, well, everyone agrees Matzah is an Isser, is a mitzvah on the Gavra. And Yerushalmi holds Chadash is an Isser on the Gavra. So when the Or Sameach says, when they're both equal, the Aseh and the Los Aseh is both on the Gavra, then you could talk about Aseh Docha Los Aseh. But if Matzah is on the Gavra and Chadash is on the Chefsa, like the Bavli says, the question never gets off the ground. You don't say, you can't even introduce the question of Aseh Docha Los Aseh. So it comes out by Chadash, it's a Machokes, whether it's an Issa Gavra or an Issa Chefsa. So everyone agrees. So therefore, and then the Yushalmi wants to go on, so the Or Sameach goes on and wants to point out that this machok is about chametz as well, because it says chametz is also bahana. So the question is, so it's a kasha on Chizkiya, because Chizkiya says when it says something lo yachol, this means you can't eat it. So how does he explain chametz? Why is chametz also bahana? So the Or Sameach answers, because what is the gemara? Because zman chametz kavli. Because chametz also is only a time limited mitzvah or iser. It only applies over Pesach. So according to the Or Sameach, according to the Yushalmi, chametz is an iser gavra. according to the Bavli, it's an Isher Chefsa. And usually Paskin, like the Bavli over the Rishami. So Lamaisa, we are Machmir in both directions. It seems to be an Isher Machokis, Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether Chameis is an Isser Gavra or an Isser Chefsa. So therefore, well, Lamaisa, we Machmir, that we try to go either you sell your Chameis in Israel, or, you know, or in America, where you make sure you've signed a special shtar that the rabbi here should sell it earlier. And therefore, you want to make sure not only, even though you're in Israel, but you want to make sure as well that that your chametz is sold, just in case it's an issachef, so that you can't own the chametz, and therefore. And similarly, the reverse. If you live in Israel and you come to America, that would be the issue in terms of the whole question of the time zone. So lemaisa lemachmir, and we try to go, we go lechumra in both directions.